So let us begin with formal station identification for the first time. This is RTE Radio 2. It's 23 minutes to 1 o'clock. And to present Pop Around Ireland, here is Larry Gogan.
Thank you very much indeed, Brendan, and welcome to the first show on Radio 2.
Mulla, we're having a terrible time with this energy crisis. There's no coal, there's no electric, and the oil man came last week and he only half filled me up. That's going to have to do you for the winter, says he. You're going to have to cut down. No way, says I. If the worst comes to the worst, we'll have to bring the animals into the house. Oh God, says he, what about the smell? Ah, well, says I, they'll just have to get used to it. Oh, but seriously, I hope it's not as bad as last winter anyway. Sure, even the courting couples around here could only give each other a credit squeeze. It was desperate. I remember well the night when Billy Fogarty and Mary Kate Kennedy got stranded in the car coming home from the Macra dance. By the time the rescue squad got to them, they had to be dug out, and that was even before the snow started. But seriously though, last Thursday week, I was out in the shed giving the cow the mastitis treatment. But in comes the man from the Agricultural Institute. Ah, well, says he, winter draws on. I have, says I, but it's none of your business. indeed. The very same day, I had my favourite pair of pink Celanese on, you know, the armpit to the knee job with the elastic that can mark you for life. And, of course, the reinforced gusset for the bicycle. Well, so see to me, have you the turf in? Lord, so I know they're outsized, but there's no room for turf inside. One night last winter, I'll never forget it. Oh, glory be to God, it was that cold, it would freeze the test tubes of the AI inspector. Well, anyway, this particular night, I hung out my pink doodads on the line now, do you follow me? And the next morning, when I went out for them, God, there were like 4 gallons of strawberry ice cream you'd left in the freezer for a year. Talk about agony to get into them. Oh, glory be to God, that freeze the cockles of your heart. And they were crackling like an iceberg every time I sat down. In the heel of the hunt anyway, I got into 3 pairs of Toms, Melon and Malacoms. Well, now, they may be itchy, but they certainly came out Jack Frost. But now, you all know Timothy Tincture, don't you? The chemist. Ah, he's a blow-in from the next parish. He's one of the tinctures of iodine. Well, he's a suspicious string of old bones, is the same Timothy. Last week I went into him and says, oh, God, Timothy, give us 2 hot water bottles. And you know what he put up on the counter? 2 great big earthenware jars. Lord, says I, Timothy, there's something to go into the bed I want, not under it. Have you no rubber ones? Not without a prescription, says he. Oh, listen. Oh, well, says I, now listen, Timothy, I don't want to be one to get into hot water, says I. Have you cotton wool balls? What do you think I am, a teddy bear? Says he. I have to go. I have to rush. I have a date with the ESB man about a dual immersion. I hope that doesn't mean he wants me to take a bath with him. Good night and God bless.